Hello, everyone. This is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Happy 2019. Happy New Year from all of us here at the Rancor's Brothel. We hope that you've had a lovely 2018 and are going to have an even better 2019. Today, we return to regular content, D&D, Out of the Abyss. Another great episode as the guys adventure into the Underdark a little bit further. But we are continuing the 12 Days of Brothel. Those will continue through Saturday. You can expect a new piece of Brothel content every day. If you're enjoying that, get on Facebook, give us a shout out at Twitter. Let us know. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like so that we know what we can add in the future. And if you haven't yet, head on over to patreon.com/rancors_brothel. We are dedicated to making the Rancor's Brothel a free podcast on the RSS feed, but we do incur some costs, and those lovely people who chip in a couple of bucks at Patreon are the ones that help keep us moving forward. As always, thank you for listening, and enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
How's it going, everybody?
Great.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Fantastic.
Starting off the night by responding to Jeff, not in the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're just making conversation.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please, Matt.
I thought you were making conversation.
Is that what you wanted?
No.
No.
F*** you, I'm going back to my character
not
sheet.
Not in the slightest.
Matt is doing bookkeeping, so I gotta give him credit for that.
So last time, you guys got out of Gracklestug.
We fought Dritz, that's what we did.
Drokey.
No, that was two sessions ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You fought Malveus.
Yeah.
Dritz.
Hey, Troy rode him. And he was using short swords, not scimitars.
True. Maybe he lost them. I haven't read the novel, Jeff.
No, he only broke one of them. So you guys are about a day outside of Gracklestug. You know that you have 10 days or so until you get to Neverlight Grove. Sereth, Rumpet Up, and Stool are all able to guide you there. You have a wagon.
Oh, yeah, because I have the mastery, so I was... The vehicle proficiency, so I was driving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. To Rothay to pull it.
I believe What's-His-Face was helping guide me.
What's-His-Face?
Sereth?
Probably Sereth.
Yeah,
would.
Sereth. Sereth was riding shotgun.
Are you actually up on the Rothay?
I assume not. I assume it's like a Conestoga wagon or something. I assume I'm driving.
Yep. Kind of fun to put the Myconids up on the Rothay. It'd be kind of neat. I don't know. Little mushroom riders. It'd be kind of cute. It's not a joke. I just thought it was a cute visual. F*** you all.
Okay.
How do they hold the reins, Matt?
They have hands.
Real hands, though?
Look at the picture in the book.
Legitimate hands that can hold reins.
Yes.
Opposable thumbs.
Do they have opposable thumbs? How does this anatomy relate to a cat? Are they able to sit astride a saddle? These are the questions that I need to know.
Yes.
My mental image of these has just totally gone out the window. I don't care. I'm giving you a hard time. Play the goddamn game.
They all just look like fucking Toad from Mario, so whatever.
I imagine just literally a toadstool with like short little cartoony little Mickey nubs. Mouse hands. Just like
T-Rex arms.
Yeah, like doing like this. Like that's how they shake back and forth. Like an 8-bit sprite that just kind of has two motions. That's it. That's all they do.
Okay. So, Sereth is pushing very hard for a fast pace to get you guys to Neverlight Grove.
Sereth can f*** himself. Do you really want the woman who can only see, like, maybe 20 feet in front of the pack animal to drive faster?
Yes, he does.
Well, f*** him.
Who's riding? Who's keeping watch? Who's, what's the word? Foraging.
I'm foraging.
Okay.
Yeah, forage. I will ride in the wagon, not on the seat, obviously, but in the back with everyone else and keep looking around.
That'll work really good for your components for alchemy.
I'm good for a while.
Actually, I think we established you have a better survival, so why don't you forge and I'll sit in the wagon.
What is yours?
I have a... Where'd it go?
Two?
Mine's a plus three.
Oh,
so it's not.
Mine's
much
a five.
Better.
Last time I checked, a three is higher than
it's
a
not, it's
two.
Not much higher, but if if you want to swap, we can swap.
I just figured we weren't rolling well the last time we were trying to forge.
No,
so.
If you want to swap, we can swap.
All right.
My survival is a five, but I don't know that anyone else knows how to steer a fucking wagon.
That's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're the only one with vehicle proficiency.
Yep.
Wheel.
Okay, yeah. So why don't you guys make me some rolls?
Maybe next time get a boat.
Okay, so survival roll for the forages. No.
This is a day-long process.
22.
13.
Yeah. It's a cantrip. You can just keep casting it.
It's true.
13.
22.
Okay. 22? Okay. We're going to kind of speed up travel because I don't want to keep doing it.
Yay!
Thank you. We're going to make these rolls go for several days.
Okay.
I
mean, we currently have 73 rations as well.
Okay. So you guys are pretty good. You had a 13.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I'm on the back, like looking.
Oh,
out
so you two are foraging. We are keeping. Mm-hmm. Troy is keeping watch. Go ahead and make your perception check.
And my perception is much higher, which I think it was the other reason. What is that? 11. So that's a 19.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, so, I'm sorry. It's a 16.
That sounds
for those
okay.
of you in the listening audience, Troy had to hold the paper much closer to his face. Well, I want to go ahead and point out it's his 36th birthday next week.
Fuck you. I overwrote over the four and made it a five, and it looks like an eight. So that's why,
Is it time to get the old man spectacles?
I think we might be entering bifocal territory, gentlemen. He's already got his contacts in.
16?
Okay, we'll get there.
That doesn't bode well.
Well, I'm going to run these days forward until you hit an encounter. And I'm not throwing in a ton of them this time. You guys will find enough food over those days to keep your total where it is.
Okay.
If you guys have a bad roll, then your total will come down.
Makes sense.
Troy, on about the fourth or fifth day outside of Gracklestug, it's getting further. It's getting further away from road and more into natural cavern terrain. You can hear in the distance over the banging of the wagon and the rothe. You hear a crunching. Every once in a while, you'll hear a growl.
Is it like a What kind of crunching? Like, is it a consistent, like
leaves crunching?
Like, does it sound like somebody's walking through leaves, or is it more of like animals running?
No. Boom. It's, what's something?
Eating these delicious cheese balls.
No. Matt, talk more into the mic. You ever crunch on rock candy?
Yeah.
It's like someone taking a bite of something extremely crunchy.
Like somebody eating bones?
No, it does not sound like bone.
Okay.
Bones have a real, like a real hollow kind of a sound.
Okay.
How many bones do you crunch?
Just chicken bones.
Yeah. I mean, you've never sucked the marrow out?
No.
Something, something dick joke. Just moving along, man.
Yes,
moving
thank
along.
You.
We're also streamlining the penis jokes this week. All right. Great.
Okay, so you're
4 inches. Ha ha. Continue.
You're noticing it before you get to it. Generous. Your roll was high enough. You know something's up there.
It's coming from ahead of us?
Ahead of you.
What about above us?
You were foraging.
Oh, I'm...
It's coming from further down the cavern.
Okay, yeah. I'll call out to Kira in her mind and say I'm hearing some crunching up ahead.
Occasional roars.
Is it... At this point, are we still fairly in tunneled, or is this fairly open, or...
Right now, you're in tunnel. It's about 15, 20 feet across.
Okay. Does any of that sound, thinking about it... I don't know if you can actually project the sound into my mind or not.
Ooh.
Like,
once he tells you that it's up there, you can stop the wagon. You have a better sense of what you're hearing.
Right. No, I'm just wondering if that rings any survival-esque alarm bells. Like, does that sound like
it's the crunching of a manticore?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. No.
So nothing.
Nothing
sounds familiar.
Nothing from your backstory's experience you would have had experience with.
And the growls, are they like more like barks, or are they like a call and response sort of thing, or is it just more like
animalistic
rumbling?
Very animalistic. way less canine or feline, more simian.
Okay.
Good word usage.
Okay.
After spending the night playing Wushu with this asshole, I'm way more
conscientious.
Way more aware of me not being descriptive.
Okay.
So I'm making a concerted effort to be way more descriptive.
Hey, that's, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, and that's actually, I haven't released my thing yet, but by the time this is, it'll be out, because time. That was one of the things that I really enjoyed about that game, was that it sort of forces you to be in the moment and just experience that 5 seconds of play. You can't really think ahead. Exactly. It is very, very Taoist in that way. Anyway, I'll ask the rest of the caravan. Does anybody hear that?
Hear what?
Can I roll on like a history to like try to discern like what maybe the crunches and grunts could be?
Well, that's why I didn't know if maybe, I mean, because the Myconids are from this area. Maybe it's something that they know. You know, if I'm just asking whoever else is riding in the wagon, asking Sereth, asking Rumpadump, or whoever's helping guide me.
Sereth will whisper to you that there are ape-like creatures down here, but no, that doesn't strike me as anything that I've seen before.
Do we know, those of us who have a religious background, or at least a knowledge of it, would we know if there's any of these, we know these demigods are popping up, anything of that nature?
You could make me an arcana or a religion check.
That was one you could guidance on, Matt.
No, that's fine. 22.
That's not great. For which one, arcana or religion?
Hey, high five for religion.
Okay, I'll do arcana.
Can I get a high five?
Yep, that's crit fail.
Oh. The high five was for What'd the D4.
I did 22 on religion.
Yeah, so I'll go...
good.
19 on arcana.
In relating to demons and things that you know have been... coming in, there are multiple kinds of simian type demons.
What are the demons that we encountered at the beginning of the game? Were they simian in nature?
No, those were flying, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they're winged monkeys. I don't fucking know.
Okay, there was a Vrock. It looked like a vulture on two legs. And there was a Kazmay. That was a insectile.
Okay.
That's
what I thought.
Kind of body of a fly, head of a humanoid.
Okay.
Lucas is hitting on some shit, actually.
What?
It's fucking Kong, man.
No. I'm trying to think of the various things that I would describe as either simian or... Did you say barking as well?
No. Okay. I said it wasn't barking.
I asked if it was barking. He said growling.
Okay.
so simian growling.
Do we have an idea of about how far out it is? 50 feet? 100 feet?
Is it around a bend?
From what you guys can see, you can't see a bend.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's echoey.
That's fine.
It's not coming. You've been down here long enough. You can tell it's not coming from directly in front of you.
It's nearby.
It's bouncing.
That's fair. I point to Lucas and waggle my fingers in the air. Detect magic, fucker!
No.
Like, because if we're thinking that it's demons, we've only ever seen demons with Ferris Res around.
Yeah, I mean, I can only get 30 feet, but sure, I'll hit it.
Like... there may be Fares Res behind the wall. I'm just saying. Maybe you want a nanu.
I'm always under the assumption we're just walking through Fares Res all the time.
No, but I don't think we are.
I will enact the detect magic.
You can see the glow of the Fares Res around you, but here it's not like it was back in Worldstone or anything like that.
Right. Other than that, not much else.
Yeah.
I kind of just give you a nod, like, keep an eye on it. I mean, I assume we just proceed forward. Like, there's no other choice.
You can literally talk to him in his head.
I know. Nanu, motherfucker, is what Kira
says.
For me,
it's basically a cantrip because it doesn't use a spell slot. I just keep using it.
Yes.
I'm trying to think how I can do it in Kira's accent. Nanu, motherfucker. you can't do nanu. I can't do nanu. It's a weird one to say.
Are you guys going to keep advancing with the wagon? Are you going to leave everybody behind?
We don't have any... I don't trust our fucking rogue. We don't exactly have anyone who's quiet, Jeff. I'd love to, like, put a goddamn lamp on my wagon and just parade myself out there to see what happens. and let the rest of you hang back in shadow, but it's not exactly like any of this group is good at that.
I mean, I've got a 4 in stealth.
That's the only plan that I would have, is if you give them a target, if you give them a spotlight,
I thought I
like on an
else.
Anglerfish, if I give them something to look at, they may not be paying attention to you guys when we go around the corner.
You do have 2 rogues.
Yeah.
I don't trust either one of them. Okay. Maybe I trust one of them.
Yeah, I trust the halfling one.
Nah, I don't think I trust either one of them, to be honest.
Why don't we just tie a lamp to a fucking ox thing?
So, the whole again, with the level, the next level, like I gain a discipline where I can basically get some speed.
You have something in speed.
Yeah, I have speed and I've got decent stealth, so I could attempt to stealth ahead.
I got shit for stealth.
Hey, Matt.
And I have short legs.
Okay, here's an idea. Let's just anglerfish it. Matt, lay down.
No.
Lay down in the wagon, okay? Light on the front. We'll put Sereth in the back with you. Everybody else can be far away, and we'll just lead 100 feet in front of you. And then that way I look like a lonely woman guiding a wagon going, here, come look at me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. Let's do that.
Like, hopefully you, me, and Sereth can hold them off for the fucking round it will take you guys to get there.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, fuck this plan. All
right, anglerfish.
Yeah, this sounds so...
Unbelievably stupid.
This is a Matt Etter-supported plan.
Just
let's do it. I don't think I even ever said my last name on here. I love this plan. Let's go.
I'm Matt, and I approve this message.
Yeah. Okay. Let me draw this one.
Hold on. Have we?
Hey, you know what that means? It worked.
Yes. you guys are going to have to pass it one way or another, and we're still not guaranteeing combat, but you're going to be able to see where things are and everything.
Yeah, I want to hang a light on the front and hang a light on the back.
You want me to go ahead and put a light on your glaive?
Since that last encounter, maybe, yeah. Have days passed, or is this still in the same day?
No, we'll say this is 4 days later.
Oh, so we can...
Yes, you will have rested.
Rest day.
Oh, actually, yeah. We'll get to that. I'm going a little bit out of order. I said 20-foot cavern, so you guys are coming up this way. Kira, Morik, and Sereth in the wagon, right?
Yes.
What is your...
How many of those did you make?
A dozen.
Oh, nice.
What is the thought process of not having more people in the wagon?
I didn't know, A, how big the wagon was, and B, how much it could conceal. But Sereth nearby is not a bad thing, because in my mind, if it goes dark, Sereth is going to be able to operate very smoothly in that. I'm in the front because I just look like this. Looks like a big appetizing.
I just didn't
morsel.
Know. Do we want to really keep the rest of the party like not in the wagon? I
didn't really want to put any of the NPCs in harm's way.
But are they in harm's way? Like not in the wagon?
Well, if you two want to hop in, too, it doesn't matter.
Well, my thought was that the anglerfish method would give you guys perspective on what. So, like for example, this is Cody, but I intentionally tried to get a character who would have Underdark experience. Like something that this clearly isn't drow, right? But something that drow do is like drop darkness on you. And if you could do different colors too, which I'm sure you can, but.
I'd have to buy different colored acrylic.
But I mean, that's still bitching. I'd love to have a set of those. Those are awesome. Especially if you can make them a little bit bigger too. Like make them so they're 1 and then make them so that they're 10 as well.
I started to make the 10s, but it didn't burn through the covering as well.
Oh, gotcha. Because that would be cool.
Yeah. They're on my list to make.
If I go get a cup of ice, can I have a Scotia brandy?
Do what?
If I go get a cup of ice, can I have a Scotia brandy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, bud.
It's not very good brandy. I know. Still, that's not bad, though. I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's not as clean, but... Anyway, to... So much shit in the Underdark, like, is like trapdoor spiders, or... So much of this shit will pounce on you, but it's only got an opening move. You know what I mean? Like... The drow will assault you from above, drop darkness on you, and then try to poison the shit out of you. So, if that happens to 3 of us, I'm hoping that the fucking X-23 over here will come in and tear their shit up before I die. Like, Matt's gonna be fucking useless if he's 100 feet behind me. I need Matt's shield in front of me.
Right.
Like, so that's the reason why I picked that crew.
Well, no, I understand that. I just didn't know, again, everybody out in the cold, I don't know if that...
I mean, it may not be a great idea, but my thought was I don't want... Here you go, Matt. This is the best $8 brandy that Walmart had.
Hey, I've gotten hammered on Christian Brothers before. I'm no stranger to Poe Man's drink.
But the... my idea was just simply because I think you and Lucas can close the gap quickly. Matt and I can't. And that I don't want
to... I have those fast shoes on. I'm fine.
I don't want them all to...
Oh, yeah. Matt has boots of speed now.
Oh, did we find out they were, in fact, boots of speed?
Yeah, yes. I can make my walking speed for 10 minutes a day, 50. So I could essentially dash and still attack.
Which is fine. I just think that my goal is to survive a round before you guys come in,
sure.
Assess the problem, and then whoop its ass.
No, I get that. I was more worried about leaving the NPCs to die behind us.
But. I mean, sooner or later, Jeff's going to start picking them off. I don't think it's tonight, but if he starts picking them off, there ain't shit we're going to do about it. Like, I would rather them not be in the trap if we trigger a trap. That was the only thought. Okay. If I'm making it that fucking obvious.
How many NPCs do you guys have left?
We've done a good job at keeping them alive.
Eight? No, I know.
We have Darendale, Eldith, Jimjar.
Darendale and Eldith. That's who I'm not thinking of.
Sarith, Stool, the other Stool.
Rumbadump.
Topsy and Turvy. That's eight. And then we have, don't we have another guy?
Fargus. The halfling.
Fargus the halfling. Nine. Is that it?
Yes. My count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 total.
Yeah. Oh, Sarith, up there. Sarith is up there.
Yeah.
Did we want somebody else in the wagon to help?
I mean, I would take the other halfling, but then that would only leave two fighters for you guys. My thought is by leaving the other rogue, at least theoretically, maybe Jeff won't kill off all the NPCs because there's one fighter back there.
Okay.
You got to wear.
Seems like sound logic.
I mean, if he wants to snatch one, like, we're not going to stop him, probably. So, I'm more worried about obviously drawing the attack. It's an animal. If we attract its attention, probably. Like, Lucas's concept, if it's a fucking demon or some shit, we're kind of boned because it's going to be tough no matter what. But if it's some sort of animal that's down here, we might attract its attention. And then, like I said, you guys can flank it and tear it shit up.
Okay. Let go.
Okay. So, you guys slowly make your way up. You see a tunnel. Actually, it goes this way, too.
Well, that's awful inconvenient to have put it there, Jeff. I think we should go left, though. Unless we really want to go right and piss Jeff off.
Well, no, it goes... The path you're on continues straight.
Right.
This is an intersecting tunnel. It looks like something has dug through there.
Fuck.
But we're going through a 20-foot wide one while this is only 10.
Yes.
Which is just the size of a large creature.
You're right.
And you can see down here, I'm going to throw that in there. That is a corpse.
A corpse?
That looks giant size. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of spread out at this point because they've been ripping it apart.
Okay.
How big was the corpse?
It probably was a large thing now in a 15 by 15, I think, is what he's trying to illustrate.
I still don't have two large templates. You can see two creatures around it just tearing off chunks, crunching into the chitinous armor that it has.
Is that how you say that word?
Chitinous?
Keratinous.
No. Chitin.
Because it's CH, isn't it?
Yes.
Everdeen?
No.
I'm sorry.
Morik. Make me a charisma check.
That's pretty good.
That is. Or not a charisma check, a charisma save.
Okay. So 23.
Cool. You're good. You don't lose your shit. That's an Umber Hulk on the ground.
Oh.
And
on the ground?
These two things just killed it and are tearing it apart and eating it. Like slurping the goo out of the shell.
Oh, because it had an exoskeleton. That's
yes.
Gross. It's all squishy.
You see two very large gorilla-type things.
Oh, are they gorillons?
They are not gorillons, but they look about like that.
Looks like one of Darkseid's kids.
Looks. I would say it looks
a huge head.
It looks to me more like what is it? Is it Gorilla Grodd? Is that his name?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Gorilla Grodd. He doesn't want you to see his stats.
Yeah.
Jeff has...
When I first look at the jaw, it was more square in it.
I guess it looks like if Gorilla Grodd and Sabretooth had a baby.
Oh, that's frightening.
I just one word for you, audience. Turgid.
Thought that side of the table lifted up.
Yeah. I wish.
4 inches.
You guys didn't do anything to conceal anything. You're not moving quietly. They perk up as you come around close enough that they can hear. And roll for initiative. By the way. Say goodnight before you roll for initiative.
Yeah.
Take good luck. Take good luck.
That's probably why that initiative roll was crap anyway. Thanks, son.
Did everybody roll?
Yeah.
Yes. Cool.
Hi, night, buddy. Nine.
Oh, that was the cutest.
We're going to play in the leaves, okay?
Cody, that's a one, right?
No, I didn't do that bad.
Oh.
That, it fell. I was a six.
Never mind. Troy.
15.
Matt.
20.
Lucas.
18.
Way to go, guys.
I got lower than most of you.
This is where a useful spellcaster would just, like, wall that area off so we don't have to deal with them. Like, stone shape, wall of ice.
Yeah, I don't have either of those things.
Man. Yeah, because you're f***ing useless!
I'm not that kind of spellcaster.
Yeah,
I just throw things at
people.
I just throw shit at people.
You're not. Yep.
Matt, you see these two large ape-like creatures turn and start to move in your direction. You are first in initiative.
Do I know anything inherent about these creatures?
Now that you've seen them, you could definitely make a religion check.
Okay. Guidance.
That's your action.
Never mind. Okay. What kind of check was it?
Religion.
19?
19? Those are Balgura demons.
Balgura demons.
Yep.
Okay. What do I know about Balgura demons?
They are from the Abyss.
Great. They're from Balgaria?
Are they
Balgura?
Perhaps...
I am sorry.
My bad.
Yeah.
The made-up word was pronounced incorrectly.
Are they perhaps out of the Abyss, Jeff?
Wow.
Brandy out the nose?
Just carry on.
You good?
Good.
I really wanted that about 35 seconds earlier, but that was the first break.
What would you like to know about them?
Okay, so they are abyssal creatures.
They are.
Any, you know, are they perhaps, do they use a certain element in their attacking? Are they?
No. They beat the shit out of
them.
They're
just big muscular hulks, so they're probably pretty stupid. So intelligence saves and what have you are going to be where I want to go.
That's a logical assessment.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a correct one, but it is a logical one.
Right.
I think you should definitely throw your goddamn holy water, Van Richten. It's fine.
I don't have holy water.
We know.
We have a priest with no holy water and a guy with no useful spells.
Would it stand to reason that a demon in the Underdark would have a problem with sunlight?
I took identify for you.
That was what I was doing.
How goddamn time you got a useful spell?
I've been pretty fucking useful, I think.
If you've got an identify, why the fuck haven't you identified anything?
I literally just got it when I leveled up. We haven't done anything yet.
Okay, first of all, demons do not necessarily have a problem with sunlight.
Okay.
Second, daylight does not cast sunlight.
Oh, okay, my bad.
That is one thing that I did wrong the last time, was I gave Malveus disadvantage because you cast daylight.
It's still bright light.
It's bright light. It is not sunlight.
No, I thought
so
that was,
drow
I thought
wouldn't have a disadvantage?
I thought daylight was considered sunlight. Am I wrong?
No, it is not.
Yeah.
It is bright light, higher level than darkness, so it dispels darkness.
I thought it was sunlight.
No, because we had that discussion for Strahd, and the thing that Jeff had actually cast sunlight, I think.
Yep.
Oh, that little
which was
amulet.
Yeah, the more
okay.
Useful.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
There's very few spells for player characters that create actual sunlight. Okay.
Are the Bulgarians wearing any armor?
No, not at all.
So they're just nude?
Pretty much.
Do they have wieners?
Make a perception check that cost your action. Uh-huh. You're looking closer.
I already made my perception check.
No, you made it, you made wiener. A religion.
Matt describe would be, the wiener.
Matt would be super happy if they had Prince Albert's.
Oh, heat metal would be so great. Oh my god.
When you ask if they had armor, that's what I
said. Orcs.
You like that septum piercing? Pull that shit out of your nose, asshole. Can you please stop scratching the cords there?
Yeah, I'm gonna cast Guiding Bolt on the first one.
Okay.
Coming towards us.
Sure.
So. 18.
18 will hit.
Excellent.
That didn't look so great. That looks a little better.
13 damage. And until the end of my next turn, all hits have advantage, or the first hit has advantage.
Said 13 damage, right?
Yes. Radiant, if that means anything.
Okay.
And I will start running out towards to meet him. I'd imagine jumping down is going to cost me some movement.
Make an athletics check. That's decent. You can make it a part of your movement.
Okay, so I'll just... I'm not going to click the boots yet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Okay.
Okay.
I'm good. I hit him.
Okay. I didn't know if he had a bonus. Oh, no, you could...
Only until he tries to hit me.
That's a reaction.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Not a bonus. That goes to Lucas.
How close can I get? I'm gonna have to double move
it up there. For your time?
We'll say that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 13 They're far enough back in the tunnel that you're not going to be able to see them until you're right about up here.
So I can get me to where I can see them, even if I have to be on the wagon. That's fine.
I meant more.
In fact, being on the wagon is probably a better vantage point anyway.
That's me.
Yeah, remember I'm the one with the wings.
He's the fairy.
Hey. All
right, you could get a shot at one of them from there.
Wait, did I double move?
You had to double move to get there.
Then I can't do anything.
Yes.
You have a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
My bonus actions are only to heal. For the thousand.
You're terrible.
Would you rather I just assume that you didn't have one and then you're like, but I got a bonus action.
It's fair.
It's not how we normally do it, Jeff. You gotta give me my bonus action.
I just stand there and think about doing a bonus action.
Do you hear that, fans of Lucas? I didn't make fun of him that time.
Troy?
Hypothetically.
Quicker on the draw.
If I got there, and they like move here, right, because they're a large creature, could I get a surprise attack if they move there?
Only if you make a very successful stealth check.
Okay. Will that be part of an action then?
Well, the problem is that if you stealth up there, it reduces your speed. So it would take you...
Not a problem.
Okay. Can you do it in a single move?
Yes, probably. I don't know how much is my speed being reduced.
It'll go down by half if you're stealthy.
So this is 60.
12. Yes.
Do you both point at each other with your middle fingers because is it just like force of habit?
I don't know.
I think that is an old man thing. My grandfather did it a lot.
Yeah. See, I use it all the time.
So do I have? So how much of that movement needs to be stealth? Does it have the whole thing? Do I have to stealth the whole way? Just, like, let me know how much movement actually needs to get there.
Well, you don't know.
Okay.
Because you can't see what's up there.
I suppose that's true. But I know something's there, because he at least moved.
Yes, and you can hear them reacting.
Yeah. So let's say I'm going to assume I can get 30 feet free, and then I'll stealth the next 30.
I will give them a bonus to their perception. The
That's fine.
The closer you get before you start stealthing.
Okay. So I'm gonna assume 30. I can move 30, and then I'm gonna stealth 30. So that means I'm gonna stealth 60 technically. So I need 90 feet of movement to get there. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like fun. I will spend 6 psi points.
Jesus.
So I can do that.
You can only spend 5.
Now, I'd like to point out you're gonna spend all these points and you're gonna get up there and roll a 2, and it's not gonna matter anyway.
You know what? Okay.
That's fair.
Perfect, Nugan.
So you can get here in a single move.
So if I don't stealth 40 feet, then I can get there.
Sure.
Yeah. No, because that's what I'm going to do. So I want to make sure I can at least get there. So
okay,
we'll call it 5 points.
Mark them off.
And then I'll ready an action for if they move.
That was a single move.
Right.
Okay.
So because that's bonus action to spend the points. So I'm ready in action for if they move into this space to attack.
Okay.
I think it's you guys now, yeah?
Yes. What's your stealth?
My stealth is a 4.
Yeah. I mean, what is your stealth roll?
Oh. Nice. 20?
Very, 24. Very nice. Take your card.
Cough clap.
Needed it, probably.
It depends. The problem with demons is that Matt is assuming they're big and dumb, which is not a bad assumption. But they're also probably like 500 years old and have the accumulated knowledge of every motherfucker they've eaten too, or some bullshit. Yeah, so
you know, I don't know what's there. So yeah, I'm just trying to do something fun.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay, this one don't give a f-. You see it? You know how gorillas will pound the ground and then start charging on knuckles and everything like that. He's gonna try and go right through Matt.
Okay.
He's going to take out the wagon.
Okay.
He's going to need a very good strength athletics check to what?
When he gets within 5 feet, I'd like to use my reaction to attack him.
Okay. Are you?
If he ends up plowing,
are you guiding the wagon, or are you standing ready to attack?
Well, I mean, if you look at my miniature, I'm clearly standing and ready to attack, Jeff. I definitely wouldn't be guiding the wagon. I assumed that we just kind of moseyed on up and looked and went, oh, shit.
Yeah, this was a plan of attack.
Okay. Call. You can take your attack.
Fuck.
That is not a very high number.
That is not.
Does a 20 hit, Jeff?
It does.
Do I get to hit?
I do max damage of 13, and his movement stops wherever I hit him. Sentinel.
Well, does it have to get... Matt is not within 5 feet of you.
No.
So
oh,
it's going to barrel into
I
Matt.
I can't hit him.
But he said he was going through me.
That, yeah, but he failed his athletics check.
I would argue if you're not a British fuck, if I were driving, I would have been on the opposite side, in which case Matt would have been within 5 feet of me. Mm. I'm just throwing out arguments. That's all I've got at this point.
Then why
Jeff?
Didn't you put yourself there?
You put me there.
I gave you guys plenty of chance to rearrange.
It doesn't matter, okay. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. 13 damage, right?
Yeah, I was just going to try and use it to stop him in his tracks, to keep him from barreling into us.
Okay.
Do I get my attack?
Yes, you will.
Do I get a surprise attack?
Sorry, you will have advantage.
Cool. Oh,
and you needed it.
Yep. That is a 24. God, is that an 8?
Jesus.
You better die. No, 25 to hit. That's not me. You read that number.
18.
Yes. You did the same thing with the character sheet a minute ago.
25 to hit.
Brought to you by Bible.
Yes.
HD will hit. Glasses, Lucas.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's a 5.
For 9 damage.
Okay. I can't do math. There you go.
Offhand?
Nope. That's a bonus action.
It's 35 damage.
You're right, it is.
Anything else? No, it's not your turn. The fucking ape is going to take its other two attacks.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I'm going to substitute the charge for his bite, so he will only get the two slams.
You rolled a 1. Thanks, Nord Games.
I sure
did.
What's this one
get
say?
Get fucked.
Except unless it's like
that's the wrong pile.
Womp womp.
What's the difference between the two piles again? I can never remember.
One is crit on monsters, one is crit failures, and one is crit when monsters fail, I think.
Crit on us.
Crit on a monster, crit on you, everybody's crit fail.
Yeah. Oh, crit fails. Is
it's a okay. Shared pile.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was trying to remember.
This one is called Ow, Ow, Ow.
Well, that bodes well.
Make a DC 16 Constitution saving throw. On a failed save, you are unable to attack with this body part until you finish a short rest.
So he can't use his arm?
Yeah.
The seal goes, ow, ow, ow.
That's not a good
roll.
That
is a fail. He is down to 1 slam attack.
Nice.
Which he's pissed off and going to use now.
So he like hit the wall or something?
That now, who is he targeting at this point?
Matt. Do you what?
I'm trying to think if there's some way I can help Matt in this situation not get totally punched in the goddamn face. Because it's going to hurt. Getting hit by the bastard child of Sabretooth and Gorilla Grood doesn't bode well. No, because I only get 1 reaction, yeah. Because I need to be...
I have a weakness against dwarves? Neat.
No, I need to be in my defensive stance, I think, to help you out, Matt.
I'm really bad at smoking. I suck. Excuse me.
That's the first time you peaked the mic, too.
It's the first time in a while you've
checked. I don't think I can do anything.
Okay, that's a 20...
lot.
It's a 20 lot.
You crit?
No.
24 to hit.
What happens if we tie?
Goes to the
hitter. He hits you.
Yeah.
All right, not wasting my shield spell. Go ahead.
I like the idea that you do. You just go, shield, and he just slams you into the wall.
For 14 damage.
Fuck you.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Are you counting that
oh,
as a...
Oh, shit, that's a... That's a 5 damage. Sorry. That's the that's the 1 side, not the 10 side.
Oh. I was just saying, that's what I was like, plus 13? Fuck you, Jeff.
Okay, 5 damage.
Cody, make an intelligence saving throw.
I don't think he needs to. I think you should. That was really boneheaded.
A An intelligence saving throw, huh?
Yep.
This can't go well. Oh, that was a 19 that rolled over to a crit one.
Crit one?
Yep. It's unfortunate. I saw it land on that edge, and I was like, So that's a total of 3.
Okay. Emerging from the darkness ahead of the wagon, you see an Umber Hulk coming straight at you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I will attack it.
Yeah.
I can reach it from here, right?
Yep.
Okay. Does a 25 hit?
Yes.
That's 12 damage.
What's Seraph's bitch ass doing?
What's that?
12 damage.
12?
I'll use my... Now, when I take the attack action, I use the butt end. I can do that twice with extra attack, right?
No. That requires a bonus action.
It is a bonus action. I'll take my second attack on it then, because it's still right there.
Okay.
Is a 20 hit?
Yes.
That's another 10 damage. And does anybody want to move?
I can't.
That would garner an opportunity attack probably.
No, it won't. Not with my shit.
I guess I could also move there.
I deal an extra damage, Jeff, and if one of you guys want to move at half your speed, you can. Because at this point Kira's going, "The fucking Umber Hulk, get out of there." And I'm yelling to Matt because I'm sure I'm imagining this, but I'm assuming that you're pinned in between two massive hulking things now.
Should I get out of there this way or that way?
Well, I'm assuming that you want to get back and take some cover. And then I would take my last attack, Jeff.
You said half speed?
I'm going to assume an 8 doesn't hit.
Yep.
No, it doesn't. You have no idea what she's talking about. You see her swinging at nothing.
So then I wouldn't have moved.
That makes sense.
What are you doing, you daft bastard? Get out of there! The Umber Hulk's gonna kill you!
Do I know that Bulgarians can do that?
No.
From my
thing. It's not the Bulgarians, dude.
It's clearly the Prussians.
Very Prussian.
Oh, that was kind of cute. There's nothing there!
Unless someone could perhaps cure me of my madness.
Look, well, I can't.
God! No Matt. Holy water, no cheering.
Matt, you're up.
So, this guy's been hit, right? So he's not lit up anymore?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, what? Did I get skipped? What was your initiative?
You moved up. He's back at the top of the order.
You moved. That was your action.
We're just now
on the second round.
Second round?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was in the bathroom for a while, sir. I assumed that we had made our way back.
Yeah. Give me 1 second here on the old spell book. Yeah, we're gonna cast Searing Smite and, punch aside his face.
Okay.
The Bulgarian right in front of me.
Sure.
Sorry to all our Bulgarian listeners for Matt's overt racism.
They're really good at Quidditch.
You would have a pretty good idea that, demons don't really care about fire.
Yeah, but it's still another 1d6 of damage.
Of fire damage.
So he's immune to it? Well, then, why would I do that?
Never mind. Good try, though.
Maybe if you hit him with the holy water.
Don't you have another smite?
What holy water?
I don't know. Didn't the last priest in the last game we made make fucking holy water to punch Dracula in the face with?
No, I punched him with the holy water.
Right, where'd you get that water from?
How do you make... Well, what spell is that?
Is it not called me?
No, it's not. It's not a spell. It details it in the equipment.
You have to craft it, don't you?
It details it in the equipment. You look, read the entry about holy water.
Well, I'm not going to worry about that now. Yeah.
I know you can't necessarily change the spell out now, but do you have other smites?
No.
No, because that's a domain spell.
Yeah.
Hmm. Only because of Forge.
Magic or punch, magic or punch, magic or punch.
I'm just really sad I'm wasting a lot of really good damage on a... illusion. It's unfortunate. That's 3 good strikes.
Maybe listen to the party that's telling you it's not an illusion.
I'm sure I'll get my roll eventually.
That investigation check will require an action.
What investigation check? I see an Umber Hulk.
Yeah, but if you listen to him who's saying there's nothing there and you start to examine it, you get an investigation check.
Fair enough.
That takes an action to do. This is the same spell that I used on the dragon in Horde of the Dragon Queen.
That doesn't mean I like it, Jeff.
I know.
That you used on the dragon.
I made it see another dragon.
Oh, yeah.
What are your spells?
Huh?
Nothing?
Okay. Bonus action, casting spiritual weapon.
Okay.
While I'm swinging my fucking hammer at it.
Good. Where's where's your hammer?
In my hand?
Your spiritual hammer.
Oh, I'll put it behind him.
Okay.
So,
blop.
Troy channeling all of our listeners right now.
Okay, anyway. That'll hit. It's 18 plus 6, so 24 to hit him with my hammer.
That'll hit.
Just fucking said that, Jeffrey.
I am just confirming.
Maybe. Some demons are immune to hammers, Matt.
For 10 damage.
Okay.
And my spiritual weapon.
Damn.
Will hit. I should have used the shit brown dice this whole game. Will hit with a 26 for 1d8 plus my spellcasting modifier.
It is immune to spiritual weapon.
No, it's not. Spellcasting modifier. 7 hit points. And I continue to yell, "There's no fucking Umber Hulk, you crazy loon! It's an illusion!"
Lucas.
Yeah. Things changed.
You had all that time to read it while I was reading.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you went up to 5th.
Mm-hmm. 5th.
Okay, so I can't split it. I now get 2 beams of Eldritch Blast, which means so it's basically 2 attacks.
Yep.
Don't cross the streams.
But I can...
Maybe he wants to.
So I can put one on both, put both on one, or one on 2 different things.
Mm-hmm.
So do I roll one and then the other? Do I roll both at the same time?
So long as I know which die goes to which creature.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, do I throw one first and then I go, okay, I'm going to throw that one. Kind of like how you do...
No, you declare them at when you cast the spell.
That's what I want to confirm. I'll go ahead and throw, because the other one hasn't been touched, right?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and throw one of these. Because this one's been beat up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so black die is the closest to one to us. Blue die is the furthest.
He doesn't understand math. It's fine.
Okay, so the blue die is probably going to hit because it's plus 8. So, yeah, 18 hits.
Yeah, which one?
20 hits, sorry. That's the furthest one away.
Okay, so you hit the furthest one.
And
D10 plus 5. No, you get 2 rays instead.
Well, I get plus 5. Yeah, so 6.
6 damage.
I rolled a 1 on the damage.
Move or bonus?
Nobody is anybody been hit?
Matt.
Did he?
Yeah, but he hasn't been hit by for very much.
Yeah.
No, I'll hold.
Oh yeah, that was a 1, not a 10. Yeah. Troy, you're up.
How worse for wear does this thing look?
It looks pretty beat up, but it's rare to go.
Okay. Yeah, why not? I will pop claws and attack for a 19.
Okay.
Well, that's a hit.
That is a hit. I like how you spent the points after you found out whether you hit or not.
I was going to do it before. Jeez. If I wouldn't have hit, you'd have made me spend them. I know that what was going to happen. That's 12, right? That was a 10.
That's 10.
No, that was I rolled a 10, I promise.
I don't know. It's pretty far from his eyes.
So 23.
30.
Now, is this a true 30? Or a Lucas 30?
I did count along, and I did see the 12 rolled the first time.
Uh-huh.
I like that you and me we got each other's backs.
Okay. Anything else?
30 damage.
What is that? Oh, actually, yeah, something I forgot this for like the last 2 levels. Starting at 3rd level,
Jeff just rolled his eyes. Keep going.
Yeah, suck it. Your psionic energy grants you extraordinary fortitude. At the start of each of your turns, you gain temporary hit points equal to your intelligence modifier if you have at least 1 hit point.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 5 temporary hit points.
Yeah.
That's it.
I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Hang on. I'm going to go ahead and be Cody for a second. This build is so fucking broken. I just can't believe it. This is never going to be in a book, right?
Pretty fact, actually.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like 1,000% fact.
Yeah.
Unearth a can of bullshit.
I mean.
Anything else?
He hits harder than the fighter, heals more efficiently than the cleric.
moves faster than anyone of us in this party.
Yeah, but I can't do them all at the same time.
Oh. No, just every other turn. Excuse
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, you're
no,
only
see,
near
I have
god
to,
powers.
I have to string more encounters out so that he burns through his points.
Oh, absolutely. It's like dealing with a goddamn barbarian. Except yeah. this barbarian can fucking heal himself, cast spells.
Yes.
And talks with his mind. Her mind.
I'll also, like...
And yeah. it's harder than hell to hit.
Mm. I'll also... Oh, that's right. No, I can't do that because I spent points. But I will, yeah, reach out to Kira and say the half-wit's correct. There's nothing there.
Okay.
Do I overhear that?
No. It's no. Her, it's her mind.
All right. The Balguro's going to go.
I cheated last time, so I won't attack him this time.
What do you mean?
I cheated last time. I didn't play one of those attacks correctly, so... He's not within 5 feet of me. Sentinel, he has to be within 5 feet of me.
Oh, okay.
I thought with my reach weapon that it made a difference. It doesn't. I need to be one square over to actually use Sentinel.
Okay.
He would have come into my range for an opportunity attack, though. So I,
yes.
So I would have been okay there. But I can't stab him at this point for you, Matt.
He's going to try and bite you, Matt.
Those are damn. Both low numbers.
Wowzers.
It's like an 8 and a 9 on an advantage.
It is.
Why has he got advantage on the bite?
Because he's going in, he's going reckless.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, that's good.
That makes a 16 to hit.
Nope.
That's not good.
That's a 26 to hit you.
That hits.
Is that slam?
This is fist.
So that's his last attack then?
Oh, yeah. Because
he's only got one arm.
Yep. 11 damage.
Does that mean that there's also advantage to hit him?
Yes.
Yes.
Until until I think the start of his next turn.
Yeah.
Okay. In the middle of this thing, rearing back to slam you and everything like that, flopping one gimpy arm around, when it comes back down and the view clears again for the one back here, you see it's not there.
Huh.
Cody.
Probably what makes the best role-playing sense is to make that investigation roll. Because Kira would be hella concerned if nobody else is taking care of this Umber Hulk.
But yeah.
Right, I'm going to make the roll. What is it? Is that an intelligence?
Yes, intelligence check.
Do I get a natural save against this?
No. You made an intelligence saving throw.
Right, I didn't know failed. If I got one every turn.
No, you have to use a investigation Sucks. Check.
How about a nat 20?
Yeah.
Sweet.
There's your card.
Awesome.
You can see through the image of the Umber Hulk. You realize that it's an illusion.
So that was one of my actions,
You
right?
rolled so high that
was
you realized-
your action.
So I don't have anything then.
You have a move and a bonus.
Because I can't take my extra attack because I didn't attack.
Correct.
Yep.
You know, the Daredevil through two seasons, I never skipped the intro because I think it's the best one.
Yeah.
I did it though for this third
one. I'll take a step down and take a defensive stance. Defensive stance.
Oh, that's your bonus.
Yeah.
Matt, you're up.
Hit it with your hammer.
I'm going to hit it with my hammer. And I'm also going to yell out, hey, the other Rocky Balboa is not there anymore. In case nobody saw.
Roll with advantage, Matt.
Oh, that's right. Reckless, what have you. Unnatural 20 to hit.
Yep.
For 10 damage.
That'll drop it.
Oh, great. So he's down. Can I... there's nothing I could do with that right now. Like, I guess I should just push it this way. Exploratorily, right? Like, seeing if I freak anything out and it moves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I push my spiritual hammer forward 20 feet.
Okay.
Anything happen?
No.
Didn't think so. All right. Cool. I will follow suit then. I'll just go 20.
Okay.
Up to the Umber Hulk.
Oh, okay.
I imagine that's going to be difficult terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas.
There's nothing for me to attack, right?
Nope. Not at this point.
Hey, come this way, guys. You got to find the missing thing.
I spin about. Do I see anything behind me in that tunnel?
This way?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I will begin to follow the dwarf.
Well, Matt, you get down here and you see the tunnel ends. It looks like the Umber Hulk was digging this way.
How high up is it?
It's 10 feet around, big enough for a large creature to fit through.
Okay. Well, it's not my turn, so go ahead.
And
do
you
whatever
were,
the fuck you're going to do. Right.
You were following the dwarf?
Yeah.
A light.
How far?
Up next to him. What do I see? Just a dead end?
Yeah, it dead ends down there.
And so there's absolutely no way for that other thing to go anywhere.
Huh. Speech a free action?
Yes.
Can I take it whenever I want?
No.
Dick. I can speak into his mind.
That requires a bonus action or something, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
We got anything that can scan for the psyche of a...
Yeah, if only we could detect it somehow.
Can I pound my detect magic?
You can.
All right, I'll do that.
You don't see anything.
All right. You gotta look. When magic. When he says he can do something, but he shakes his head no.
Magic has to be visible for you to see it with detect magic.
But he would have seen, like, the remnants of a portal, perhaps, or something, had it walked through a solid wall.
Yes, he would.
So it's probably invisible somehow?
Well, if it's invisible, it's still... I mean, if it's invisible, it still has mass. It's still there.
I know, I'm just saying, that's
it's
why
he... It's like the fucking invisible man. If we could make it goddamn rain or something, we would know where it was at.
Troy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you spellcasters to do something spell-like. Make it bright in here so he casts a shadow.
Would that work if they were invisible, though?
I don't know. I'd argue for it.
I'm gonna spend 3 side points to gain perfect senses and see invisible creatures or objects within 10 feet of me. So how much more... If you said this is difficult terrain?
Yes.
So I can go another 5 feet?
Mm-hmm.
So do I see anything?
No.
Where's the back wall here?
Like where we'll say it was? 20 feet past the end of the Umber Hulk body.
Okay. My turn?
No.
Okay.
Mine.
I'd say it's Jeff's, theoretically.
You hear a roar, and you hear sudden motion, and Troy, you need to make me an opposed athletics check.
I had a card. Where'd my card go?
Where my card at?
Athletics?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just throw this in advantage.
Okay.
With my passive perception, can I see that something's going to happen to Troy?
It's a crit 20?
Never mind.
Nice.
Jeff also squinted looking at the dice.
His die is across the table from me.
Good point.
Yeah, I didn't come close.
Fucking fighting okay. X-23.
Yeah, the Balgura slams into you, is now standing, we'll say, there. Doesn't get to push past you, but will make 2 attacks. Gets 3 attacks. I'm using 1 of them for the charge. 17.
That'll hit.
That will. Cool.
Oh, you probably don't have your tough hide active or whatever,
do
you?
No, I don't.
That is 9 damage.
So I'll take away that. 5.
I can't cast.
4.
That one will hit.
26 will hit. Which one is that? For 6 damage. It comes down with both arms. Just slams you from above.
Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. From above. Cody. Yeah, overhand slams.
Okay,
it was invisible. Yeah. We just didn't get back there. 10, 15, 20 to put me right behind Jeff, and that puts me within 10 feet of him, right?
Put you behind Troy?
Behind Troy.
Yes.
So I've got him from there. We will swing with the glaive.
How much are you doing?
That's 10. A 21.
That'll hit.
So first hit is...
I'm gonna gain 9
damage
back on my turn.
It
is the immortal discipline, so.
Do either of you guys need to move?
Nope.
I'm right in front of it, so no.
I'm gonna go ahead and spend 1 of my extra die on that, Jeff. They can maneuver if they want. They don't seem to care to, so it's an extra 4 damage.
Okay, what was the total?
13.
You can't move through its square.
That's right.
Extra attack, a 17 hit.
That'll hit.
That's another 11 damage. Hit with the butt end. 20 will hit.
Look at the fighter doing what she's supposed to do.
Well, I finally got something that the motherfucking, like, psychic isn't dropping before I get there. And that's max damage, 7. 7, 20, so like 30-some-odd damage I've done so far to it.
Is this nice. Is this the same creature that Lucas hit before?
Yes.
Did you already take that into account?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it had 6 damage.
Lucas hit it for, like, next to nothing.
Just want to make sure. You had another column there, so I didn't know if that was...
That was me writing down damage for the imaginary Umber Hulk, so you guys didn't be like, you never write no damage. Matt, you're up.
I'm going to hit it with the weapon, the spiritual weapon.
Okay.
For 27.
That'll hit.
I'd give it a chance. Like, this is one of those Rorschach moments where we're not in here with it. It's in here with us.
Yeah.
We might shred it pretty quickly.
6 hit points. And then I'm going to do Sacred Flame, so I need a dex save.
Because, I mean, realistically, you're going to get more attacks on it before it gets to swing again. And I'm going to be able to interrupt.
I'm sorry, you should have... Did you miss on any of those attacks?
No.
Okay, roll 3 more d20s real quick.
Okay. 10? I don't know if I'm supposed to be adding anything.
No. I'm just looking to see if you have any 20s.
Oh, yeah. I should have had advantage.
You should have had advantage.
18. Nope.
Okay.
Good call. Forgot about
that. Oh, is it attacking
right
recklessly?
He rolled advantage to hit you every time, so...
Oh.
I didn't realize
you guys
get
advantage to hit him.
Yeah.
Fair play. Fair play, okay. Jeff.
I didn't know if that was inherent or not. Sorry, I'm not trying to. I didn't know if that because you were doing it from the beginning, but you didn't say he was attacking recklessly from the beginning.
This was a dex save you rolled.
Dex save, thank you. 16.
That is a push,
so no damage.
It's no damage.
Yeah, it succeeds.
Damn. Anything else? That's your bonus. You got to move.
No, I'm good.
Lucas or Troy? No, Lucas is before Troy.
You say that? Yeah.
So wait, we have advantage.
Yeah.
Yes, you have it. Yeah.
Well, right. Should I have rolled my spiritual weapon with advantage?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty good.
Okay, so I'll just do one at a time, but they're both going to him.
Yes.
Since I got advantage, I'll just roll both dice. It's probably not going to hit. Two single digits.
I know you don't do math, but that's like not a good sign.
Nope. That's not even a fucking d20. It was next to the d20.
Lucas is doing it too. I don't know
19.
What it is.
These are hard to read. This one's hard to read. The 19 hit.
Yes, 19 hits.
The numbers on these are faded. Like, you can barely read them.
I think for Christmas, I'm going to get everybody those little headlamps.
I'm just going to get high-vis dice.
No, just buy Cody a fucking lamp to light this room up.
You know what?
Seven points of damage.
From across the table, because I don't have shitty dice that are, like, dark colored.
God. All right.
That's a roll like shit, so.
Who just took all the damage? Who just got hit?
Troy.
For how bad?
I'm down 10, but I'm going to gain 5 back on my turn. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're fine then.
Yeah.
You don't actually gain 5 back.
I know. Whatever.
You're alive. That's all that
matters. Statistically, it doesn't make any difference.
You're all done?
Yes.
Troy, you're up.
I'm going to get 5 temporary hit points back. And then... The last one kind of went down fairly easily, so I don't know if I really want to spend all those points.
Oh.
Can I get an intelligence save, please?
Now we'll test it.
Damn, he rolled good, though.
13.
Oh, no, not good enough. So that's going to be a...
They are dumb.
D10 psychic damage. What is that, 2?
That's a 2.
So 2 psychic damage.
Move, bonus.
I will do bonus action and tough hide.
Jeff, can I pose a question with you for a second?
Sure.
So if I had... And I should have done this, but I didn't think about it. If I had used my bonus action to go into defensive stance... With my sentinel, if a creature within 5 feet attacks someone else, no, it's a reaction. Never mind. I thought I could stack that. I can't. See, because I can make op attacks without using my reaction, but I have to use my reaction when someone attacks within 5 feet. Okay. I'm just trying to sort out the legal lingo. Please attack Troy so I can try and hit him.
Which means if you took a bunch of attacks of opportunity, then... No. Okay, read that to me again. I'm sorry.
No. I was wondering if I took my tunnel fighter, if Sentinel would allow me to just basically attack it each time it attacks someone else, but it won't
read
because
me
Sentinel
tunnel
is reaction. When in a defensive stance, you make op attacks without using your reaction. Because I can take multiple op attacks.
And
but
doesn't call it an opportunity attack?
No. Okay. Sentinel calls it a reaction.
Okay.
Now, it gives me more chances for op attacks, though.
Right.
So, if you swing at him, I'm going to use my reaction to punch him in the face.
He is not within 5 feet of you.
Damn it. I keep forgetting it's a creature.
You can move up 5 feet.
There's not enough room.
Move right there.
I keep thinking that I can get him with a reach weapon. I need to be in front more.
You want to move?
Not my turn. My bad, Troy. I keep thinking I can get him from 10 feet because I have a reach weapon.
Troy, it's going to come in and try and bite you.
That looks 24. Successful.
That'll hit. Maybe.
He'll get him back next time.
Not if he's dead.
15 points.
Okay.
God. What does a bite look like? 15 points would kill a common person.
And 2 slams. 22?
Yeah.
D10.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had a D10 out here. 5 points. I almost did it again. 21.
Yep.
12 points.
Whew.
I could do this all day.
Blood's just running from like he took a bite that like took part of your rib cage out.
It's all good.
Healing spells.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Me, yeah.
I have 2.
Yes, Cody.
In quotations, healers on my party, so.
And he's still attacking recklessly, correct?
He is attacking recklessly.
So first roll is a 20. No crit on it, but a 20 does hit.
Have you been hit, Cody?
It's annoying.
Looking for a mass healing.
I got mass healing word, which is quick, but it's just weak wounds.
For 12 damage, do you want out of there?
No.
Okay. A 17, that's even better. A 23, that's a total of 10 damage. And then I will whip around and hit him in the back of the head.
Yep.
With the blunt end. That's a 17. That's a 16.
Both will hit.
Okay. For another 4 damage. Missed it by that much. I'll step up on the corner. I don't think it'll matter, but I'll step up to where I am actually within 5 feet of him.
Who shit their pants? Well, my farts have been smelling like old pumpkins for some reason.
It's very descriptive.
It's because you're eating.
Because they smell pumpkins. Exactly like old pumpkins.
Matt, you're up. Do your attack with your spiritual weapon first. Advantage.
Nat 20.
Oh, fuck. I just want to see what happens to it.
He's only got a few hit points left, so.
Quadruple damage. Blast of power.
Roll it 4 times?
Yep.
That is what quadruple means.
11 plus 8, 19, and one modifier of 5, so 24.
You cave in its skull.
Okie dokie.
Get fucked, Gorilla Grodd.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @Rancors_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.